Wake up! It's time for a pro-American jihad! This is Uncle Dave saying, welcome to the right-wing redneck Radio Rag. Yes, my fellow citizens and the legal residents, our great nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and the rights, responsibilities, and restrictions granted to and placed on individuals and all levels of government are spelled out in our Constitution. These are the reasons the United States of America rose to become the greatest nation in the history of the world, regardless of what our defamer in chief says. They are the only means by which America can regain and retain its greatness, and they are under serious attack from dastardly enemies, both foreign and domestic. The good old boys and girls here at Right Wing Redneck Radio are dedicated to the defense of those principles and our Constitution. Political correctness is like trying to pick up a turd by the clean end, and I won't do either. So if you're overly sensitive, better change the station right now. Fair and balanced? No, not on this show. The nefarious mainstream news media constantly pimps the left-wing loonies, promotes everything that is anti-American or that flies in the face of morality, and tries to destroy all that is righteous or constitutional. You'll hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on this show, humor notwithstanding. But I frankly don't give a damn what the moronic opposition thinks. If you're a left-wing ideologue, you're still welcome to call in if you can stand a good verbal spanking, but you'll not be spewing your moldering, ranted crap on this show. All right, let's get the program started, but let's set the mood first. On the count of three, give me a nice loud jihad. Are you ready? One, two, three, jihad! Well, all righty there, and howdy, this is your old Uncle Dave, feeling a little older today. I got some muscle spasms and things, but we shall overcome, we always do. Joined by one of my favorite people on the planet, I believe that's Sister Peggy. How you doing, Peg?
I'm doing good, David.
Delighted to hear that. Well, what a week we had, huh? I guess the sequester wasn't quite the Armageddon that Commie Bomber predicted. What do you think?
No, but he's making it into one by closing the White House tours, which is our house, not his. But, yeah, he's just making cuts where it will hurt the people, and he can blame it on somebody else.
Well, you know, a memo got out of one of the departments, Department of Energy, one of them anyway, and they said, make the cuts so that the predictions will come true. In other words, sock it to the people.
Yeah.
That's our defamer-in-chief, our piece of garbage in the White House. I think they ought to leave the White House tours open and move Obama into a Motel 6.
Yeah,
along with Bimbo Obama, you know, and she could take all her, what has she got now, 1,000 staff members or something, you know, a gazillion more than any first lady has ever had before. Yeah, she can move all her staff members into that little Motel 6 room with her. That'd be pretty good. Be crowded, but what the hell. that's just absolute lunacy what they did there. Kind of, sort of, backfired on the clod, though, because, you know, he didn't get quite the support from the media that he normally gets. But, and then he said, well, it wasn't me. I didn't order the White House closed. It was the Secret Service. Yeah, that's what it was. And the Secret Service said, no, it wasn't. We had nothing to do with it. We take orders from the president, and we had nothing to do with closing the White House to tours. So, gosh, that sounds like Obama might have told a lie, you think?
Oh, he's one big lie.
Oh, man. This guy. I had a list of his lies out. I lost it. I had it here somewhere, and I don't see it now. But, I mean, obviously not all of them, because my office isn't that big. But he and the truth are far from friends. And let's see, what's he doing now? Going over to Israel so he can thumb his nose at the Israeli
Israelis and Netanyahu again, strap on his knee pads and go over and perform sexual favors for all the Muslim leaders. I will still never, you know, what was it? We had to close the White House to tours, but in the same week, we gave Egypt $285 million. Well, and they're not even going to tour the White House. So, I don't know. You know who Dr. Benjamin Carson is, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy. What a guy. What a guy. Director of Pediatric Neural Surgery at Johns Hopkins, and he garnered a lot of attention for his remarks at last month's National Prayer Breakfast, during which Obama dropped a log right there on the carpet. He said that President Obama and his political allies are trying to destroy the country. He said, by example, let's say, for example, if somebody were in the White House and they wanted to destroy this nation, why, how would they go about it? And he said, if it was me and I wanted to destroy the country and I was president, what I would do, I would create division among the people, encourage a culture of ridicule for our basic morality and the principles that made and sustained the country, then undermine the financial stability of the nation and weaken and destroy the military. By an odd coincidence, that's exactly what's happening right now, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're speaking of Egypt, I saw a article there that the Muslim Brotherhood warns that the UN Declaration of Women's Rights could destroy society. She could travel, work, and use contraceptions without her hubby's approval, and she might even get to control the family spending. Talk about war on women.
Well, you know, a year or so ago, the Saudi Mullah or whatever, one of the head hajos over there, said that they didn't want women to have driver's licenses. He said, if women had driver's licenses, within 5 years, there wouldn't be a virgin left in Saudi Arabia. That's kind of a bitch slap to their women, don't you think, Peg?
Yeah, that is, because young girls get their licenses at 16 in this country, and I mean, they don't go out there just to lose their virginity, most of them. I mean, we have a lot of gals that keep their virginity for a while. So that's just the way the Quran has set it all up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that they do, if you ever saw the video by Ann Barnhart, sexual practices in Muslim countries, they, without anesthetic or much of anything else, use a sharpened spoon or a knife and remove the woman's clitoris and then stitch it up so that her vagina will barely allow the entrance of the male pee-pee. That's a technical term, pee-pee. So that sexual intercourse is very painful to her, because they figure this way, if she doesn't like it, then she won't be going out and cheating on her husband. And then when she has a baby, they cut her open, let the baby out, and sew it back up so it'll be painful when she copulates in the future. These people, I call them barbaric, but that would give barbarians a bad name. I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to imagine anybody actually doing that. But that seems to be the common practice in a lot of these countries over there. Now, did you see where that high school in, is it Maine? I think Maine, is putting on a play. They have rewritten some of the Bible stories and made the characters all gay, homosexual, whatever you want to call it. And they're saying, well, it's just freedom of speech. Really? How about making one about Mohammed. Maybe you could, make him out to be a pedophile. Oh, wait, somebody did that already. Of course he was, so, no big thing there. But, I think they lack the courage to do anything that would annoy the ragheads, but they sure have no problem dumping all over Christians. So I think they're a bunch of cowards, and as we have said and others have said, I've said in the past, so have you, that destroying the moral fiber of a country, of a population, of a people, is one of the ways to take it over. Because if they don't believe in anything, then they will believe anything you tell them, if they don't have some strong core beliefs. And our moral fiber in this country has been under a serious attack for years, from the mainstream media, from our politicians. Hollywood has helped. I remember when Frankly Scarlet, I Just Don't Give a Damn, was considered, oh my goodness. the language is somewhat worse. And, when I was a youngin', if there was going to be a romantic interlude in a movie, they went in the bedroom and closed the door. That was it. I mean, if you have any imagination at all, you could kind of sort of figure it out. You didn't need all the grunts and groans and sweat dripping on the floor. But nowadays, and if you watch these TV cop shows, it seems every time they've got to make the killing or the killer more grotesque, more brutal, more barbaric, more, ridiculous, than the last one. No, they didn't just shoot him or whatever. No, they did 1,000 extemporaneous evil things to him first. So I don't know. It just seems like shock value and being as debased morally as you possibly can be is the new norm for a lot of these people. What do you think, Peg?
Yeah, absolutely. And Hollywood hasn't helped much any. David, have you heard of that new edge of fantastic? By the way, Bill Ayers is behind it too, and so is Bill Gates. Have you heard of that Common Core crap that they're trying to put in all the schools?
No. Fill me in. Common Core?
Yes. If you go on cheapharty.ning, I watched it yesterday morning and got sick to my stomach. There's this lady that's been studying education for many, many years, has a five-part thing on it. It is very, very bad. They're testing it in Texas right now, which is causing a big uproar. But Bill Gates and Bill Ayers is behind it. And what it is, it's a new thing they're going to put in there. It's going to bankrupt the states. And they only gave the states a little bit of time. It's like Obamacare, just pass it and then read what it's all about and see what it does to your economy. And, in such things as they're going to teach the kids that the pilgrims were illegal aliens. That's where all this came from. But it's really education without representation. And once it's put into the school system, nothing can be done with it. The parents can't change it, the teachers can't change it, and the legislature can't change it in the state. It's very disturbing.
Is this a federal program?
Yes, sir.
Because it doesn't sound like something Rick Perry...
Well, and guess who else is behind it? Mr. Soros. He's also behind it, funding it. And I think California got suckered into it first. A little bit, and they said, we can't afford that because the testing that they're going to do is going to be national testing. Oh, and the worst part of it is they're going to have a database collection on all the students in the educational system, on their families' income, their health, and everything else. I mean, it's really, really scary.
It sounds illegal.
This gal, I forgot her name, but if you go to teaparty.ning, you can watch her. This all goes way back. Have you ever heard of regifting?
Like you get a Christmas present you don't like and you wrap it up and give it to somebody else?
That's it. Well, anyway, she compared this because she went way back to old Dewey, John Dewey, who they say was the father of education. Well, she said they forgot one word, the father of progressive education. But as each president has regifted the education thing, called it something else, and now finally they got what they want under Obama, which is this Common Core. It's a national education, and the states can't say anything about it once it's put in.
Seems to me like they are treading all over states' rights here. Sounds like somebody, Rick Perry, I'm sure Rick isn't sitting breathlessly by his computer listening to us, but if somebody who knows Rick is, put a spur to the boy. He seems like he's got a backbone. Tell him to tell Obama to take it and use it as a suppository, because no, that just sounds like the Fed is violating states' rights by coming into the state and saying you have to teach this, you have to teach that. One of the reasons why I am have always opposed, you know, federal money coming into our school system, because with money comes strings. And one of the gals on the school board here, who is a very staunch, good, conservative, patriotic American, Diane Bauer is her name, and she has opposed the school system taking, you know, federal money here in Seminole County, Florida. Of course, she's only one of the five school board members, all of whom claim to be conservative Republicans, but some of them really aren't. One of them just became a Republican shortly before the last election, although school board is not a political election. You don't, you know, there's not a party affiliation for the people that run for school board. But, you know, it looked like, you know, the Republicans were going to make a sweep back in 2010, which they did, obviously, here in Seminole County. Every Republican that ran for office was elected in Seminole County back in 2010. So one of our school board members just became a new Republican. So anyway, but this definitely sounds like it's violating states' rights coming in and doing it. Yeah, tell the feds to take their money, wrap it in the sterile gauze, and use it for a suppository. That, you know, we'd rather run our state and our education system ourselves. What do you think, Peg?
Yeah, can you hear me? My phone went out again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you vanished offline and then you came back.
Oh, okay, I'm here. Well, yeah, she was saying that what they're doing, they're putting the green carrot on a stick in front of all the states. If you do it, well, you're going to get all this money. But the thing is, they forget to tell them when the money runs out, then they got to fund it all. And it's way 10 times, the testing is 10 times more than what they're paying now. And that's where we got to get, the parents have got to get after the states, you know, don't take that federal money. But that's how that's their plan.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember when Obama was first elected, he wanted to increase the school day by 2 hours everywhere, which didn't quite happen, but you know that commie, can I say bastard on the air? That commie schmuck never gives up an idea. He just hides it for a few months and a year and then brings it back and ties it to something else. But, hell, Hitler knew. You know, control the youth, you control the country in a few years.
Yep, and that's their plan.
Yeah. And the pilgrims were illegal immigrants. I don't think the American Indians, the Native Americans, whatever the politically correct term is, and I have some friends who are, you know, tribe members, I don't believe they issued visas at the time. So if you came from somewhere else, there's no way you could get a visa to come here. They weren't being issued back then. Is it illegal or not? That's just like when they were talking about the illegal immigrants, a term that a lot of people are afraid to put those two words together. When they were talking about the illegal immigrants, they were saying, well, you know, once they're here, we can try to stop from coming in, but once they're here, then we really can't do anything about it. That's like saying if a burglar comes into your home, once he's in, well, you got to just give him the run of the house. I don't think so. What do you think, Meg?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And before I forget, have you heard about the Dream Team that's being kicked around by the Democrats?
No, I'm afraid to ask. What is that?
You ready for this?
Barely.
I heard it on Fox, too, but I read it on the computer. Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama.
You mean to run for president and vice in 2016?
Absolutely. That's the Dream Team.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's mind-boggling. That really is. I got to stop and think about that. Now, which one were they going to put on the head of the ticket?
Probably Hillary.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think Hillary's ready to take a back seat again. But Hillary and... Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Michelle Obama has no political experience, period, does she?
Only probably working, with all the community organizers in Chicago.
Yeah. Let's see. When Obama became senator, a hospital there that received enormous money hired Michelle Obama for a position that had never existed before, paid her $320,000 a year. She got to work from home and was only expected to put in 20 hours a week. And then when Obama became president and she left, they didn't hire anybody else to fill that incredibly necessary position. So I guess she's about as corrupt as they can get, and I think that's all that you need to be qualified as a Democrat.
Yeah, I heard some of her corruption in some buildings or some real estate over there on the East Coast, too. She's involved in that. She was using somebody else's Social Security number, too.
Oh, my. Well, that's okay. Obama's using somebody else's birth certificate.
She was using a Mexican lady from Texas who's an elderly lady.
Hmm. Swell.
Take these real estate deals.
Great. Wow. What
I know.
It never ends. Huh?
It never ends.
No, it seems not. Now, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High, I think they all are. They are doing some horrendous things with gun control. They now want to make the retailer of the firearm and the manufacturer, be that Colt, Smith & Wesson, whoever, responsible for any crimes committed with that gun. That is like flamingly illegal against the... That's like saying... Anybody that has a wreck in a Ford, if a Ford runs into you, they're going to hold Ford Motor Company responsible. Don't think they can do that. But I thought Joe Biden's take your shotgun outside, shoot it up in the air, stand there with an empty shotgun in pajamas. I thought that was incredibly stupid. Now we have a Colorado state congressman, not Fed, but in the state senate there in Colorado, who said, well, you know, women, if you get attacked by a mugger, a rapist, a killer, a slobbering, mentally deranged, violent person, it's simple. You don't need a gun. All you have to do to protect yourself is induce vomiting. Just throw up, and he'll go away. Did you hear that one, Peg?
Yes, and then did you hear Biden's garden variety slapping?
No, I missed. I heard something about it, but I don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah, he said, women don't have to really worry. There's not that much bad things that happen. And, just do the garden variety slapping the guy across the face. Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, that's really going to help.
Walk right up to that guy holding a meat cleaver or a semi-automatic pistol or a revolver or hell, whatever he's got. Just walk up to him and slap him in the face and say, there, now go away or I'll slap you again. and see how that works. I must confess that all you need to do to protect yourselves, women, is induce vomiting inspired me to put together a little musical retort on that. So this is regarding the comment that all you need to do to protect yourselves, women, is induce vomiting. And I did pre-record this because I did the three voices. There's supposed to be a guy and two women. And it would have been better if I'd had a couple of real women's voices to use. But as you can tell, mine doesn't approach that. So through the miracle of electronics, I jacked it up a little bit. Anyway, I also think this is a song that you will recognize. I'm calling it Liberal Red Riding Hood. And it goes something like this right here.
Who's that walking around Colorado? Why, it's Liberal Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Liberal Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything that a big bad wolf could want. Liberal Red Riding Hood. Do you think you really should go walking through this left-wing state all alone? What big boobs you got, the kind of boobs that make me hot. So I think I'm gonna have fun. I know liberal gals don't carry guns. Ah, ooh.
Oh, please, Whoopi, stay away. Don't you know you're making me afraid? I don't have a gun, didn't think I'd ever need one.
I know how you liberals think, and you think your poop don't stink. So tonight I am gonna have my way with you.
Wait a minute. Let me think. What was it my congressman said to do if I was ever attacked? Oh, I remember. He said all I had to do to stay safe was induced vomiting. So, I guess I need to stick something down my throat.
Well, all right. I can help you with that. Open wide and say, ah.
Stop right there, you nasty brute. If you don't stop, I'll damn well shoot. I'm a conservative gal, and a pack of heat. Better run away, or you'll be dead meat. Yeehaw!
Okay. I'm on the run, but wait till Obama takes your gun. Then you'll all be easy prey for guys like me. Yeah.
If Obama wants my guns, he best come wearing a bulletproof vest. Owning guns is my right, and I won't give up without a fight. Yeah.
People like you are screwing things up.
You're not a wolf, you're a cowardly pup.
Just wait till midterm elections.
Hit the road before I shoot up your erection. It's okay. He's gone now. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. But I can't believe they let someone like you carry a gun. Guns kill people, you know. The Second Amendment is an antiquated piece of legislation. In fact, the whole Constitution is. It should be a living document so progressive people like me can change it whenever and wherever needed, or just eliminate it entirely. Yeah, that would make more sense. I mean, if you're a thinking person, you have to agree with me. I mean, well, if not, you're just plain stupid. Oh, and by the way, you have a really cute ass. Do you support gay marriage?
That was it.
Oh, God. Yeah, it kills me. Remember he was saying, shoot through the door? And then
yeah.
Some guy did it. I'm not sure. I think it was in Florida. I could be wrong. And he shot through the door and ended up in jail.
Yeah, yeah. I think Biden should have to do his sentence for him. But, yeah, it's just, they're insane. I mean, they're really, really, really crazy. And people who know absolutely nothing about guns, firearms, self-defense, whatever, they're the ones that are going to make the rules. I mean, you know, Biden, who's a complete fool, that moron in Colorado, of course, Dianne Feinstein, what a bimbo she is. There was a picture posted on Facebook of Feinstein taken, I don't know, a few years ago, I guess. She looked a tad less whatever she looks like now, but not that long ago. And she was holding what looked to be something akin to an AK. And it had a big, long clip hanging out of it that I guarantee you had a lot more than 10 rounds in it. My guess would be 30-round clip. But now she's saying, no, I can have one. Nobody else can have one. No, people shouldn't have those. Just me and other liberal morons. So, but yeah, that was posted on Facebook by a group. What's their name? They got some pretty cool stuff on Facebook. What was it? The Liberal Offender, something like that. So Diane's got her an AK, but we're not supposed to have one. What do you think of that, Meg?
Yeah, I know. See, can you still hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, because these phones, I got to do something different. But anyway, if they had their way, we would all have muskets while they had the AK-47s, the government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're working on, and people don't realize that. That's why they want to take the guns away from us. And the UN wants to take them away from us, too. They don't like Americans because we're all armed.
That's why Japan didn't invade the United States during World War II. They didn't want to run into us good old boys with our arsenals. I mean, they said, no, we'll pass on the U.S. We'll invade other countries, but leave the U.S. alone for now. And that just doesn't sit well with the United Nations, as you pointed out. Doesn't sit well with Obama and the liberals and the progressives either. That's why, you know, they're pushing so hard for registration. You know, they had a thing where they were trying to tie it to Obamacare. I don't know if they did or not. But where when you filed your income tax, you would have to report all the firearms that you owned, that you had in your home. I don't know how many people would have done that. I certainly wouldn't. say, well, I got a slingshot in my back pocket. I got it from Opie when he was still hanging out with Aunt B, Opie Taylor. But, you know, registration, knowing who's got what, is the first step in confiscating it. Once they know who has what, then say, okay, well, it's time to go get them. Let's see. I see a number on the board. I think I do recognize here. I believe that's my friend Uncle Mike. Is that you, Mike?
Mike, it's Uncle Mike. Yes, that's correct. Actually, I didn't hear. I was busy building a green screen with Eric, and you know Eric. And we just got done, and actually we're not done. I'm still cleaning up, but I decided to stop and give you a call. But I did not understand what was going on in the show, so I can't comment other than say hello.
Well, hello there.
Hi, Mike.
You missed the song. I just finished the song. Peggy, did you recognize that song?
Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, You're Sure Looking Good.
Yeah, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs did that. But we did it about the new thing with the state senator in Colorado said if a woman's attacked, she doesn't need a gun. All she needs to do is induce vomiting and throw up, and the attacker will get turned off and go away.
Well, actually, there's another. This is a true story. Is they should urinate. Did you know that? Wet their pants? Yeah, that's in fact. Maybe a lot of women know that already. So maybe I'm not telling a story that. But listen, I just in order to get ready for this meeting that we're going to have Thursday. I always put together some videos before the program we have, and I'll mention a little bit more about that in a minute. But starting at 6:30 or 6:23 or so, we're going to have a 30-minute video on abuse of women in Islam, and it is awesome. I just watched, you know, I put the whole thing together, so we watched it together. But anyway, what's really amazing in Oslo, Norway, the capital of Norway, the rapes, that just rapes and rapes and rapes all the time. And every one of those rapes was committed by a Muslim man, an immigrant Muslim man, because he thinks he has a right to do so, because the women are not wearing hijabs. So isn't that, this is culturally revolting to me, but we don't hear a lot about it in the press. We don't hear anything about it in the press. They think they have the right to rape women because they don't wear the hijab.
Mike?
Right,
yeah. Yeah, have you ever seen, I'm sure you probably have, that movie Taken?
Oh, yes. In fact, that's one
and
of my favorite movies.
And that's going on, too. Am I right? That is going on, too.
Do you know the guy that made that movie, Liam Neeson, became a Muslim?
You're kidding.
No, I did not.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, right. Wasn't that,
oh, my God.
I used to love that movie. Now I have a harder time watching it because I know that, you know.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You know what? Stupidity abounds all every place. I just can't. It's unbelievable.
Mm. Now, Mike, is your meeting this coming Thursday?
Yes, it is. It's this coming Thursday, the 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the third floor of 1315 South Orange Avenue. We have an amazing, amazing lady. She's from Pakistan, and she lives in Florida, South Florida. But listen to this email. I'm going to paraphrase the email she sent me. She says, I had, last night, 50 Muslims in my house, along with some Christian pastors, singing Christian hymns. And I thought to myself, wow, if I have 50 Muslims in my house, I only have 4 clips, and they only hold 8 each or 7 each. So I am in deep trouble, you know. So what an amazing woman. She is going to be an awesome, awesome speaker, speaking about women in Islam and abuses, and she's just going to be an awesome speaker. I looked at some of her material, and most people in America refuse to believe that there's cultures that do that. You know, the female genital mutilation in all Muslim countries is like 95% because Muhammad says it was okay. This is 95% of the Muslim women have female genital mutilation.
We touched on that earlier when you joined the show, Mike. The point behind that, as I understand it from a video that Ann Barnard put up, was to make it so that women do not enjoy copulating.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They're less likely to run around on their husband.
Right. Yeah, Mike, and I brought up earlier also where Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood is warning that the UN Declaration of Women's Rights passes, it will destroy society because she can travel.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes, they denounced it. You know, what we've got to do is we've got to be very clever. We've got to write letters to the editor and say, you know, books that say that it's okay to rape or have slaves should be banned in America. Don't mention the Quran. Just keep, you know, saying the same thing over again. Like, you know, it's okay if it's, no one should be allowed to beat their wife. It's against our human rights charter. It's against our constitution. No one should be allowed to move. And people that say that's true should be exported from the country and let them live elsewhere or something. Just, you know, don't even say they're Muslim. Just keep attacking this thing from a cultural standpoint. What do you think of that idea?
I love the idea.
Very good.
I had a book some years ago. I think I lost it when my house burned. But it was obsolete laws that had not been taken off the books. And apparently, forever ago, there was a law in the state of Missouri that said a man could whip his wife as long as he used a stick no bigger around than his thumb. I'm sure that law has gone by the by, but it was probably very popular in Muslim countries, but not here. There was also a law.
You know,
go ahead.
You know, in Muslim countries, in America, not Muslim countries, but in America, they tried to take the Quran and change the word. It says beat and then says lightly. There's no such thing as beat lightly in there. In fact, one of the hadiths says you can beat a woman with what you used to, a camel stick, which is about 3/4 inch round.
Hmm.
So, you know, they try to hide that. And most people don't know the a very obscene word in English is rampant throughout the Quran. A very, very ugly word to describe sex. That's in the Quran in the words. No one has translated. Even Usama Dostok, who has 100% translation, could not bring himself to put that ugly word in there. And he will tell you that. So anyway, it's a my problem, difficulty is I'm a scientist, and you know, I don't know if you're familiar with a program called Grammarly. Grammarly is a great program that you can take and paste the paragraph that you have, and it will analyze it for content, wording, tense, meaning, and everything else. It's a great program. But what it also does, it checks everything else and finds if it's been plagiarized. I thought, wow, one time I copied a sentence and it told me where the sentence came from. I thought, how the hell does it do that? Well, very fast computers do it. So if we, and we have, you take the Quran and you take your old story suit and you find that like 70, 60% of it's been plagiarized. Nothing is original in the Quran. The story of the cave was a story told before. The story of Jesus talking in the cradle comes from the apocryphal book. You can trace all this stuff. And how people can manage to believe this stuff is just beyond me. I just don't understand it.
Beats me. I don't know. Now, I will defer to, I think it was Ann Barnard, but one of the videos I saw made a comment about the incredible amount of inbreeding that goes on in Muslim countries.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that, well, it makes people stupid. I don't know any other way to put it.
Yeah.
And, but they said that, you know, not only brother and sister, but if, say, two brothers marry two sisters, and then their children copulate, their first cousins, but because of the fact that they're first cousins of the same person, of the same gene line, it's the same thing as a brother and a sister copulating.
Oh, absolutely, 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 yeah. It's insane, and they do it all the time. It's their culture. Protect the tribe, you know. It's really, hopefully they'll get dumb enough that we'll leave the world. I have to tell a story, if I may. The other day, I went to the mall. I won't tell you which one. And I went past a place that did nails, and there was a young lady standing out front. And in front of nails, it says, teeth whitening, $49. Originally, you know, it crossed out $79. It's now $49. And she was standing out there. I thought, well, I'll ask her a question, because she was wearing a Muslim hoodie, or whatever you call it. I don't know what they call it, that scarf on her head. So anyway, she's a Muslim girl, pleasant girl. I'm going to guess 20, 22 years old, maybe 18. So she was the only one there, and I asked her a couple questions, and then she asked me to step inside because she didn't want to discuss her religion in the open. And I, let's see, I got to get my order of thing. I said, do you know that Muhammad made most of that stuff up? She said, no. She said, I have to do what my parents tell me. There will be a judgment day, and I want to be judged, and I want to be a good person. I want to go to heaven. I said, well, yeah, but, you know, you're more likely to go to hell because Muhammad was the devil. And she reacted to that. I said, do you know anything about Jesus? Listen to this, her answer. Yes, I know about Jesus. We know, Muslims know about Jesus. What do you know about him? Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That is not what Muslims teach. That's what she said. She said, Jesus dies on the cross for our sins. I said, wow, that's amazing. So let's see. You know, the Quran says, first it said pray through Jerusalem, then it changed its mind and says pray toward Mecca. Why did Allah change its mind? And she said, we pray toward Mecca because that's where Allah lives. I said, what? She said, God lives at Mecca. Oh, I said, he lives there. She said, yes.
Wow.
And then she said a couple other astoundingly interesting things. I'm going to go back there and give her literature and talk to her some more. But what I'm trying to do is find people like you, David, and others that could go talk to her, too, because if the same person keeps talking to her, she's going to resist it. But if she hears it from multiple sources, maybe she'll open up her mind. But it's going to be very dangerous for her because her parents are Pakistani. She could lose her life. So I can see.
Yeah.
You know, they operate out of fear. They don't operate out of knowledge.
Oh, my.
Operate out of fear.
you would recall the Rivka Berry story here in Florida.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Very well do I recall that story. Isn't it amazing how they carry around these ideas that are just nonsensical? She gave me a couple other things that just were humorous. Actually, one thing I got to recall because I broke out laughing. I just shared it with Eric, but I can't recall it right now. But you guys talk, and if I think of it, I'll tell you about it.
Talking about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, which obviously, you know, is, if you are Christian or Catholic, then that's what you believe. It's what I believe. And we're rapidly approaching Good Friday.
Yes.
Now, today, as I'm sure a lot of you know, is St. Patrick's Day. Just a
yes.
little history on St. Patrick. Number one, he wasn't Irish. He was English and was kidnapped and taken to Ireland. And at the time, he was a pagan. He became, obviously, a very devout Christian leader. He was never officially canonized because they didn't canonize people back then. But later he went back to his former owner, and this is after he had become a force in Ireland. He went back, and he was just going to make peace with him. And when his former owner heard that he was coming, he put all of his valuable possessions in his house and set fire to it and remained himself and was burned to death rather than go through the humiliation of having this great religious leader come and make peace with him.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty weird. And as far
that's pretty
as
weird.
Yeah.
Maybe we get some of our Democratic leaders to do the same thing. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. We don't need White House tours. Just pack them all in there. I think it was Larry the Cable Guy who said, you know, they say it was stupid to build New Orleans below sea level. He said, but wait a minute. Build a city 12 feet below sea level. And then fill it with Democrats.
right
in the path of a hurricane. He said, hell, that's brilliant.
Yeah, hi, right.
David, did
yes,
you
ma'am.
See, too bad Obama wasn't golfing at that one golf course in Illinois. Did you see what happened to that guy?
No.
Yeah, he was playing golf. I forgot the name of the town, but it was in Illinois. And his buddy was behind him, and all of a sudden he disappeared. Well, a big sinkhole opened up while he was putting at the hole.
Oh, my goodness. And
he didn't get hurt or anything, but all I could think of was Obama.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Did you read that story about the guy in, was it Tampa area or close to a sinkhole? He was in bed, and a sinkhole opened up
yeah.
and swallowed him up. That
yeah.
was, I was thinking, what a way to go. What a way to go.
Awful.
Unbelievable. Actually, unbelievable. I cannot imagine a more horrifying death because he was screaming out and his family members couldn't save him.
Man.
And they left him there. You know, there's no getting him out. He's down there.
Well, you know what kind of gets me? When they have these tremendous bad earthquakes and people get buried way, way in the rubble, couldn't they get him out the same methods that they used to get people buried?
Well, what happened at the sinkhole, it kept sinking, and there's just no, you couldn't put a equipment there. It would just fall into the hole, and his brother jumped in. He sank into his knees or something like that, and they had to pull him out. Otherwise, he gets sucked into, you know, it's just like quicksand. You just keep going down. And, you know, you don't know if it's going to go down 5 feet or 50 feet or 80 feet. And, you know, it's just a hole, and it just keeps sucking up material. And the mattress was sticking out, you know, and then he's gone. So
that happened to the golfer, too. He was there, and then he was gone, and his buddy just kept playing, but he thought, where'd he go? And he got up there,
yeah.
and here's this big hole, and his buddy's down at the bottom.
Wow.
But that guy didn't get hurt, though.
Okay. Well, David, I'm so thrilled that I'm able to get on your show this evening and discuss our upcoming program Thursday night. And once again, 1315 South Orange Avenue, Doc's Streetside Grill, third
floor.
That's
in Orlando.
That's in Orlando, yes. And I beg everybody that can come and hear this marvelous woman. And I'm going to have to sign off, David. I'm right in the middle of something. God bless you, David. I'm glad I got on your show.
Oh, I'm
you're
delighted
a good person,
to have you,
David.
Mike. You're always a huge addition to the show. We're always delighted when you come on.
You're a good man. Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All righty. Yeah, that anybody in the greater Orlando area, I would highly recommend attending that meeting down at 1315 Orange Avenue, downtown Orlando, third floor at what used to be Legend Sports Bar. It's now Doc's Streetside. And they always have tremendous speakers, and this one sounds like another one of the same caliber. So we would encourage everybody in the greater Orlando area to attend if you possibly can. So, well, let's see. Oh, I left one thing off on my St. Patrick story. It is believed by those who study these things that the legend of him driving the snakes out of Ireland does not refer to reptiles, because there really weren't any, but that he kind of sort of drove the pagan faith or non-faith or whatever you want to call it out of Ireland and replaced it with Catholicism and Christianity. So, and they compared the snake, the serpent snake, to being, a pagan or an atheist. So, as far as St. Patrick driving the snakes out, it was not the slithery kind. Well, I guess you could say that too, but it was the pagan type belief in Ireland that he drove out. So just a little trivia, and I guess we should touch briefly, at least, on the new Pope. What do you think, Francis? What do you think of Francis, Peggy?
Well, I was raised Catholic. I haven't really been practicing, but I don't know. He was from Argentina, but I really don't know what to say. But I kind of get a good feeling with him, but I guess there's fear that he's going to be, I don't know, I've heard that he's going to be too socialistic, and I don't know.
Well, it's interesting that the New York Times has taken their stance already. The New York Times is like, what? The new Pope is not going to be pro-birth control and pro-abortion? Why, that's terrible. So apparently the New York Times is of the opinion that the new Pope should not be a Catholic because that's the Catholic viewpoint. So, religion, God is not there to be changed by the whims of people. He is an eternal, omnipotent being, if you believe that, and I do, and not subject to, it's not like a house you can put a new coat of paint on and say, well, it used to be light blue, but I think I'd rather have it green. No. If you don't agree with what a religion teaches, don't expect the religion to change for you. Find a religion with which you agree, or just abolish religion altogether. But, the New York Times seems really annoyed that the Catholics picked a Catholic to be the new Pope. What do you think, Peg?
Well, usually that's how it goes. The only difference was in 600 years, one had never retired. But we have Cardinal Dolan. I don't know. I think he from what I've heard him say to other people, he doesn't want to get any kind of politicking involved in the Vatican. And I think he might want to get rid of all this socialist stuff that's there. The church is split where you've got the kind of the conservatives and you got the socialists. So, but we know that Cardinal Dolan out of New York is a conservative, so I don't know what's going to happen.
No, I agree, but it's just amazing that the New York Times actually implied that they expected the new Pope to come out in favor of birth control and abortion.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... Well,
I'm telling you, what is wrong with these people's brains nowadays? I think there's a lot of people in this country are getting more ignorant instead of educated.
Well, they are, and our youth are being educated to be ignorant.
That's what this new educational, the Common Core, is designed to do too. They come on with this propaganda that's going to help them in the global economy, but the way that they're doing their math and science, no way is it going to compete. And some mathematician teachers have quit because the math is so ignorant that none of the kids would ever be able to learn calculus or trig or any of that stuff. So.
Well, I know, Jimmy, it was in the news here last week, I think, where Japan is alarmed now because, according to testing, their students are falling behind American students. That's right. Their third-grade students are now slightly behind our 12th-grade students in math and science. So that's pitiful. That's just plain pitiful. And I've been having to look at this. What would you say they called it, this new core thing that they're teaching, Peg?
It's called Common Core. If you go to Dale's site at teaparty.ning.com, mm-hmm. You will see this lady. It takes some time to watch it, but not that much. But she has been studying this in very great detail, and it will make your hair stand on end.
Okay, that's teaparty.ning, like Nancy.
.com. You know, don't you ever go to Dale's website?
Once, but I should more often, I suppose. It's just that there aren't that many hours in the day. But, when the Fed gets into our education system, it's not for the kids' benefit, it's for theirs. You can damn well believe that.
You know who started it? Good old LBJ.
Oh, my.
No.
Lyndon James Johnson. What a dork he was. We've had some horrendously silly presidents, and our present one is probably the worst ever. He's clever. He's sly. This charm campaign he's on now, reaching out to the Republican. He's not reaching out to anybody. And an unnamed White House source, it was on the news, said, this is all a farce. This is not going anywhere. I would be inclined to agree with that. How about you, Peg?
Yeah, and you just reminded me of one I read this afternoon where the Susan Collins, she's Republican from my birth state, Maine, she invited him to a luncheon with Maine lobster and Maine lobster salad and all kinds of goodies. It sounded delicious. But he couldn't eat it because his food tester didn't show up. So he didn't get to enjoy it.
You're kidding. He has a food tester?
He has a food tester, just like the kings of old, probably still do.
My word, that's just absolutely baffling to me.
She says, well, my God, you know, we're all eating it, and if it was poisoned, all of us senators and stuff would be dead.
Well, Collins is like Olympia Snow. I mean, they're the personification of the term. But anyway, we're down to just a few seconds left. Peggy, thank you so much for joining. And thanks to all the folks in the chat room. We certainly enjoyed having you on. Please do it again next week and tell your friends. And right now, it's time to go.
Well, my fellow American patriots, the hot licks on that piano means it's time for us to boogie. We'd like to thank our callers for joining in and being part of the show here on the Right Wing Redneck Radio Rag, and we encourage y'all to do it again next week. Oh, and tell your friends and neighbors about our show, too. In fact, if you know any anti-American, anti-constitutional, left-wing, liberal, socialist, communist, anti-Judeo-Christian, misguided, lame-brained morons, tell them to listen in, too. Accurate information and the facts get the left-wing hooligans and their fifth columnist pals in the media steaming like fresh cow patties in a snowbank because their lies can't hold up under the light of truth. So, if you know any dumbass lefties, bring them on board. Hell, we just might convert a few of them and turn them into good, loyal Americans. So until next week, this is Uncle Dave saying, Keep your eyes and ears open, your powder dry, and don't forget, we are in the middle of a pro-American jihad!
All righty, well, we put a cap on another one. Thank you all so much for joining. And come back next Sunday, same bat channel, same bat time. We will do it all again. So, and thank you in particular, Beg. You're a staple upon which I rely.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat my corned beef and cabbage there, David.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll see y'all next week then. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye, David.
Good night.